Welcome in to Vern's post-game show.
Massey not stopping at second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
All right, good evening. And then there were two. That's really all I can think of after that one. Only two games left before the All-Star break. Man, I hate to talk like that, and I don't mean for myself, oh, I need a break. No. All I do is sit around and talk about baseball. No, I don't need a break. Man, you can keep the break. Give me better baseball. I was on earlier today with Dusty Likens. He was filling in for Carrington, and I gave this big, long explanation as to, you know, what's been different against Cleveland and Minnesota. You know, how come the Royals are struggling so much against these division foes when they take two of three from the Dodgers and split from the Rays? We talked about it last night on this show. And, you know, last night's show, I think it was John in Mission wrote in a question similar to that, and I gave him, I was really rambling on. It was a solid 5, 6, 7 minute response. I gave Dusty the truncated version of that. It was about 3 minutes. Man, right as that open was starting, right as I knew this microphone was about to be hot, I was thinking to myself, man, maybe the easier answer would have been, the Royals are on pace to be the worst team in franchise history. Why would you expect anything else? I'm not trying to have that conversation on this Friday night, but boy, that's... I wasn't here in 05 and 06, so I'm not going to speak to those teams. But boy, oh boy, another one in the books, another loss. Yeah, two more to go before the All-Star break. Look, Matt Quatrero has said over and over again, I don't want these arbitrary endpoints that you and the media... Now, he says it in a much friendlier way, but what he's saying is, you know, enough of your goofy narratives. Now, narratives and talking points that have been around the game of baseball forever, my entire life. A little reset at the All-Star break. Hey, you're flipping the calendar to July. Oh, couldn't that help? Q is way too pragmatic for that. No. No, we don't need an All-Star break. We need to play better. Now, I agree, but, I'm at a loss. Brutal. The score, by the way, I know I haven't given the score yet for those listening. Does anyone listen on the podcast anymore? 3-0, the final score. Royals shut out again. Second time in this road trip they've been shut out. 11th time this season they've been shut out. That's most in Major League Baseball. And it's tough for Daniel Lynch, isn't it? Tough for Daniel, who threw 73 pitches. Only needed 73 pitches to get through 6 innings, allowing 3 runs on 6 hits. He walked only 1, punched out only 3. But he gave you enough to win. Daniel Lynch held up his end of the bargain, spinning his 4th quality start of the season. His 8th start, half of them have been quality. He's only 1 back of Brady Singer. Brady has 5 quality starts in 17 outings. Lynch has 4 and 8. Jordan Lyles has only 2 quality starts. He's made 17. Zach Greinke's taken the ball 18 times and has delivered a quality start twice. So for as much as this show should be you and I discussing Daniel Lynch and, you know, is he a number 3 on a championship team? Is he a crafty lefty moving forward? Right? The strikeouts are not present, but the strikes have been consistent. Strikeouts haven't been there, but the walks haven't been there. The strikes have been there. The innings have been there. And I'll take it. Look, beggars can't be choosers. I'll take anything I can get right now, so long as it takes the ball every 5th day and gives me 5-6 innings every fifth day. Daniel Lynch is doing that. Now, brutal for Daniel Lynch that he suffers the loss in this one. He's now 2-4. Now, this one was about the bats. The Royals offense, since beating the Dodgers last Saturday and Sunday, outscoring the Dodgers 15-5 in those two games. Since that Dodgers series, the Royals offense has led its ball club to an 0-5 record, 52 strikeouts in five games, 8 runs in five games, hitting just 3-for-21 with runners in scoring position, wasting a terrific effort from Daniel Lynch, a solid effort from Jordan Lyles and Alec Marsh, all of them wasted because this offense cannot get out of its own way. Bobby Witt Jr. with a hustle double. MJ Melendez rips a double to right field. Michael Garcia walks in the ninth inning. That is it. That's all they were able to muster. And this is my question for you tonight. Who are you still evaluating? Now, that's not a question to J.J. Piccolo. Now, it will be. Oh, well, J.J. joins Cody and Gold throughout the season. Talks with anyone in the media. Very available. So we can ask that question to the man in charge, but I'm asking you right now. Who are you still evaluating? 89 games down. 73 to go in this evaluation season of 2023. Is there anyone on this team that you're still, you know what, I don't know. I could go both ways. I like them sometimes. I don't like them. Honestly, how many and who are they? Because the list was long at the beginning of the season. That list, I would assume, has been more than chopped in half. At least it has for me. I'm interested about you. 913-586-7610 is the phone number. 913-586-7610. In this evaluation season of 2023, as we approach the All-Star break and game number 90 tomorrow, who are you still evaluating? Get to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals Baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
On the outside corner, called strike three. A cutter just clipped the edge. And Prado's down looking for a third time tonight. That's 9 strikeouts for the Royals. Prado is barking with Brennan Miller. He just got ejected from the game. And now Matt Quatrero's come out of the dugout to talk to Miller.
Yeah, Nick Prado stares at a cutter in the second inning, stares at a 94-mile-per-hour fastball in the fourth inning. And that cutter, again, from Aaron Civale in the seventh inning, and Prado had enough. Now you go and you look through his at-bats. You know, in that first AB, the second strike was questionable. Same in that third at-bat, but respectfully, I don't know what you've done to command that call. But look, let me say this. There's no doubt that it was a very wide zone tonight for home plate umpire Brennan Miller. Of the 9 strikeouts that Aaron Civale recorded against the Royals in this 3-0 Cleveland victory, of those 9 strikeouts, I have question marks next to 3 of them. Yeah, Salvi in the first, Waters in the third, and that one Prado in the seventh inning. So I understand his frustration. I'm sure it's reflected inside that clubhouse. I got no issue with Prado barking. I got an issue with him having close to 100 strikeouts, and he's been in the big leagues for, 80 games? Now, that's what I have an issue with, is you went 0-for-3, 3 strikeouts, and you didn't take the bat off your shoulder for any of them. Rally Mantis on the text line wants to send Nick Prado to Omaha because, quote, he's a brat. You're kind of a brat too, Rally Mantis. If you're being honest with yourself, you're kind of a brat. Royals shutout in Cleveland. Royals on this road trip, 52 strikeouts. They've been outscored 31-8. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. Let's go to Danny over in Kansas. Danny, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Enjoy your show. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for calling.
You ask who am I still evaluating?
Yeah.
It's not anybody on the field. I'm starting to question this coaching staff. Why can't they get these guys motivated to hit? What do we got to do? I mean, somebody's got to start hitting the ball.
Wouldn't you agree, though, Danny, that motivation is that's got to be internal? And I think these guys do have it, but a coach who's making a third of what some of these guys are making, I don't know if it's his job to motivate you. You're in the big leagues. You better be plenty motivated, or you're about to get shipped out.
But these guys did good in AAA, or they wouldn't be here.
True, yeah, they all have talent. But look at Nate Eaton right now. Nate Eaton is raking in Omaha. You watch Nate Eaton. He's not a big league hitter. AAA is a gigantic step down compared to the big leagues.
It is. But maybe the motivation is you send a few of those guys back. I mean, we've lost the season. Season's over, basically.
Yes.
If you're going to do some evaluation, let's send some of these guys back and bring up some other guys. And let's evaluate them.
Danny, here's the thing. These are those guys. You know what? The evaluation just might be they ain't any good, and we need new guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we shouldn't trade some of our better guys off all the time.
I agree. Now, they haven't done that of late. You know, appreciate the phone call, Danny. Really appreciate you listening and calling us up on this Friday night. Appreciate it. The whole trading away your better guys, to me, that's like a quarter of a century ago type of thing. The Damon, Dye, Beltran stuff. Royals don't do that. Royals haven't done that since Beltran, Dye, and Damon, right? I don't know. Did you want to hang on to Andrew Benintendi last season? No, that was a lost year, too. Whit Merrifield, maybe. Maybe you wish Whit Merrifield was on this team. I know there are plenty of you out there, and that's... You're entitled to hold that opinion. But outside of Whit Merrifield, who did they trade before their pending free agent season, right? Chapman's going to be a free agent. Benny's going to be a free agent. Carlos Santana was going to be a free agent. Carlos Beltran was going to be a free agent. But who of their best players do they part with prematurely before it's obvious that you better do it because this squad ain't going anywhere? Now, Danny, I think it hit you the same way it did me as I was about to open up this show. I can't sit here night in and night out and say, it's an evaluation season, it's an evaluation season, and then not read what I'm writing in my evaluation cards. Who are you still evaluating? That's my question. 913-586-7610. Because the guys waiting to be evaluated in the minor leagues are pitchers. If you can hit, you're here. If you can hit, we're forcing you in the lineup. Do you think they enjoy watching Edward Olivares play in the corner outfield? Of course not, but he can hit. They know it's unfair to have MJ Melendez learn a new position at the big league level. But the kid ran into 18 home runs last season. He's got that type of pop. Melendez 1-for-3 tonight, a strikeout and a double. Royals lose 3-0. Phone lines are open. 913-586-7610. 713-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. From the 913, Vern, I've been a fan of this team for over 40 years. I've been optimistic almost all 40 years. But I'm losing my optimism. Forget worst team in franchise history. They're one sustained losing streak away from being on pace for the worst team in Major League Baseball history. Touche. With this loss tonight, the Royals barely pacing to win 46 games. That would, without question, be the new franchise low. Yeah, 46-116 is what they're pacing for. I remember when they were pacing for something like this back in May, and I scoffed. Well, I don't think scoffed. Nervously brushed aside the idea that they would lose 116 games. And here we are a month and a half later, and he is still on pace to lose 116 games. 913-586-7610. Let's go back to the Jays Southland Tow Service. Joey in Grain Valley, thank you, giving some love to Daniel Lynch. And yes, you are correct. The Royals have scored one run in the past 27 innings. 913-586-7610. Randy in KCK, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead, Randy.
Hi, Byron. Love your show.
Thank you.
So my question was, since 2017, how many pitchers have we drafted that have been good pitchers? Like Asa Lacy, I don't understand where he's at.
Yeah, well, he's not pitching right now.
Yeah,
not pitching for any of the affiliates right now. Yeah, that was a that has been a gigantic bust with that fourth overall pick back in 2020. No debate.
And we
to answer your question, I would say Brady Singer and Daniel Lynch. That's about it.
Yeah.
Chris Bubich is now out for the season, so it's Singer and Lynch. That's it.
Is it our scouting department that is failing us?
I would say that's fair. I mean, there's a lot of people that go into it, but
Hagans, Gubazos, those are days are gone.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Vern,
it begins with pitching.
Show, man. Congratulations.
I appreciate
on keeping this going.
Thank you very much. I hope I get to keep it
welcome.
Going next year.
I don't know
Thank
how you do it, but hang in there.
Yeah. Thank you. Phone lines open for you, 913-586-7610. I hope I get to continue to do this. It would be, actually, don't say that into a microphone. Yeah, I want to continue to do this. Please let me continue to do this. You know, it's a legitimate concern, you know, the way the team's 39 games below 500, first time they've been that low all year. Of course it is. They've only played 89 games. So, yeah, hey, everyone hanging on hold, thank you. Keep this going so this postgame show can continue next season because Lord knows the product on the field certainly hasn't always warranted this type of discussion. Royals shut out again. Royals have lost against just these two teams, the Twins and Guardians, this season. 13 of 15, outscored by 54 runs against those division foes. 913-586-7610. There's many individuals to blame. You know, it's not as simple as, well, it's the scouting department. You're gone. Everyone contributed. Scouting, coaching, front office, the men in charge, the players themselves. Other people in charge of the development, I mean, everyone is culpable. Now, you know, you said pitching after 2017. I gave you the names from 2018. You know, Carlos Hernandez was an international signing. You know, I see what's happening tonight down at Low A. Ben Kuderna, the local kid, the 20-year-old right-hander that they drafted in the second round back in 2021. He threw seven shutout innings tonight. Seven shutouts, four hits, six strikeouts, two walks. Ben Kuternaz made 14 starts down at low A. 68 innings, 70 strikeouts, an ERA right around 3.5. Frank Mazzucato just got the bump up to high A. You got some other pitchers that you've acquired via trade that are performing well. The guy that he got for Aroldis Chapman, Cole Reagans, making his second start as we speak. He's through five innings, one run on four hits, seven strikeouts, and two walks. So no. Drafting-wise, the drafts have not been great. I mean, the drafts are these young pitchers that I talk about every night and these young hitters that I talk about every night. Sure, a few international signings mixed in there, but you know, Bobby and Prado and Melendez and Waters you acquire via trade for a draft pick. Isbell, Massey, Bubich, Singer, Lynch. Yeah, these are all the draft picks. So 25-64 is the record. And you know the old saying, you are what your record says you are. So this collection of talent, these draft picks are a squad 39 games below 500. Royals lose 3-0. They've dropped all five on this road trip. We go back to the phone calls at 913-586-7610. Joe in Brookside, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. To answer your previous question, the only guy I'm still really looking at after Vinny went down is, the obvious choice was Bobby Witt. And my question to you, Vern, would just be, to me, my ceiling hasn't changed on Bobby, and I still think his potential is way above anyone else on this roster. Are we dealing with, in your opinion, a mechanical issue? Is this all between the ears?
Well, Bobby's actually performing well. Since the beginning of June, he's hitting .294 with an OPS of .756. He goes 1-for-4 tonight with that one-out double in the fourth. The mistakes, I don't know, appreciate the phone call. The mistakes that you see on occasion defensively, that to me is just a reflection of youth and inexperience. A kid that his mind tells him that his body and arm are able to make any play on the diamond, and he's immortal, so he's not able to make any play. Right, Mahomes has that same thing, but Mahomes isn't mortal, so he's able to make everything that his mind tells him he's capable of doing. And then offensively, all hitters, unless you're a Hall of Fame, perennial all-star type of hitter, all hitters go up and down. Salvi's going through a skid right now. Now, all those guys from the championship team in 2015, for their entire career, went up and down. Moose, Haas, Kane, they all went up and down. Gordo stayed down for a long time at the end. So Bobby, to me, is about a league average hitter. I think he'll become a much better, and I'm with you, I think he's much better than anybody else on this roster. I think he'll turn into a well above average big league hitter. I think he'll make multiple all-star games. Is he a superstar? Certainly not yet, and most superstars begin to blossom around this time, so maybe it happens for Bobby, but it sure is going to be hard to notice if he's surrounded by a bunch of mediocre talent and bad pitching. And Mike Trout has been a star with the Angels, and it hasn't amounted to much. Bobby's not Mike Trout. Bobby can be a 5-, 6-, 7-time All-Star. But if he doesn't get the talent put around him, he's never going to be able to truly show off that talent because either there's going to be too much on his shoulders or he's not going to be able to play the carefree, team-first baseball that helps unlock great players. When you lose that ego, when you're not thinking about me and what I got to do to carry the team because nobody else is capable of doing it, when you believe the guy behind you is going to pick you up and the guy in front of you is going to do his job and you can just focus on what you need to do, man, it's amazing what that can mean and what that can unlock for a ball player. So I worry that Bobby's being stunted by the lack of consistent, productive talent around him. Thanks for the phone call. Brady Singer pitches tomorrow. He goes opposite another rookie, Gavin Williams. We saw him once. He was a top five prospect in Major League Baseball. He's been good since debuting, as you would expect. All Cleveland starters are normally drafted and developed, and they're normally always good. It's a 3:10 first pitch tomorrow. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show starting at 2 o'clock. Let's go to Pam in Kansas City. Pam, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. How's it going?
All right. How are you?
Doing fine. Belated happy 4th to you and to your family. I think if you're asking who I'm still evaluating, I think I'm still evaluating J.J. Piccolo. He was a part of Dayton Moore's regime, and I don't know if keeping him around was the best decision. Not because I don't know him as a GM, but I also don't know how much he had to do with the scouting of the players that we've currently got. And maybe you can answer that question and expound on it just a little. Like you, I think Bobby Witt could turn into someone special if he were given the right parts. And at this point, this team just does not have it. And I don't mean that to be negative, Nancy. That's not where I'm at. You know me. I'm a baseball fan. Mm-hmm. But I just cannot go along with ownership saying, on the one hand, that he wants to put a winner on the field, and thinking of putting a proposal in front of either Jackson or Clay County to worry about building a stadium when we got to build a team first.
You can do both at the same time.
All right, thanks so much, Vern. Happy holidays to you.
Yeah, right back at you, Pam. Appreciate it. He can do both at the same time. There's no reason why you can't build a stadium and build a baseball team. Let's not act like those things are mutually exclusive. Phone line open for you, 913-586-7610. Listen, it was Dayton Moore's front office. Yeah, I don't know what you can separate, and, you know, this was Dayton's decision, and this was J.J. It's Dayton Moore. It was his front office. And I don't care who works for him. He's, you know, it's his name at the top of the memo, or I guess nobody sends memos anymore. It's his name on the big double doors, right? General manager, everything falls under you. So, okay, you're down on J.J. Piccolo because he had a job in baseball? Yeah, I've never got that. So that means you're all in on Matt Cutrero because he was with Tampa? I've never understood that. I mean, I hate to bring up a football analogy, but haven't we learned our lesson from the New England Patriots? Charlie Weiss and Romeo Crennel and Josh McDaniels and Bill O'Brien and this bozo and that bozo. Yeah. You know what I want? Can I have Tom Brady and Bill Belichick? No? Okay, well then I'm good. I'm going to go find a person that I believe in. And John Sherman believes in J.J. Piccolo. Promoted him twice. Yeah, I've been asked the question a lot about, Vern, you know, now 29 games below 500. They got to shake up something in the organization, right? You got to fire someone. I've never understood that line of thinking. Like, if you're a leader, you make a plan and you stick with it. You see it through. I don't know how you go from promoting J.J. Piccolo twice in a year to considering replacing him. No, and then as far as making other moves in the front office, You did that last year. We're going to do this every year. Just, okay, who's getting fired this year? Maybe. Because then that to me shows a lack of leadership. Like, you're just making it up as you go along. All right, this year didn't go well. I'm blaming you. No, to me, the only moves I want to see are either no moves or a gigantic move. That's the only type of move that I would respect. Either you stick with the plan that you set forth and you don't really move anyone, or you blow the entire thing up and apologize for not doing it sooner. That's the only thing that makes sense. You can't keep taking little nibbles. Now, last year was a big bite in firing Dayton Moore. Give JJ a chance, John Sherman, and many of you. Now, I know John Sherman is and likely will continue to give JJ a chance. I just don't understand what he's whiffed on, in your opinion, Royals fans, Pam. What has he screwed up? Last year's trade deadline, I thought he did really well. So far this year at the trade deadline, I think he did pretty well. This year's offseason, the trade of Michael A. Taylor, you get that stud in Steven Cruz. You bring in Aroldis Chapman. I don't see where his big whiff is. Now, Pam, you're right to still be evaluating him. I'm with you on that one, no doubt. I'm just not as leery of him as you may be. Yeah, my question is, 89 games into this season, this evaluation season of 2023, who are you still evaluating? Because I'm sold on Vinny, Michael Garcia, Bobby Witt Jr. I feel like I know what Brady Singer and Daniel Lynch's ceilings are. And they're not game one starters. Probably not game two starters in a playoff series. I think I know what Kyle Isbell's ceiling is. MJ Melendez, I think I know what his ceiling is. Nick Prado, okay. Drew Waters, okay. Michael Massey, I'm going to give you a little bit longer. That's it to me. Massey, Waters, and Prado. That's what I'm evaluating. Carlos Hernandez, I guess we can put him in the mix. The young pitchers like Alec Marsh and Cole Reagans. Yeah, of course. Guys that I haven't seen since the beginning of the season, sure. But 89 games in, who are you still evaluating? Royals lose 3-0. They've dropped 5 in a row. Swept in Minneapolis, and they got 2 left in Cleveland to hopefully pick one up. Gavin Williams tomorrow, and then, boy, oh boy, Shane Bieber in the finale coming up on Sunday. Let's go to JD, the DJ. JD, what's happening, man? How you been?
Oh, I've been pretty good. I had a great 4th. I hope you have, and a great show, Vern. I'm not really evaluating because in my heart, I feel like these my boys in blue can do it. If they just start swinging them bats and hitting them balls and not necessarily hitting them to one of the outfielders, I feel like maybe they could maybe turn it around. So I haven't exactly thrown in the towel yet.
Well, God love you, JD. I appreciate the phone call. From Chanute to Shawnee, we talk with Rick. You're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead, Rick.
I'm a lifetime Kansas City resident. Is Kansas City a smaller market than Cleveland or Minnesota?
Yes.
Yeah. Much smaller?
Not much smaller than Cleveland, but all right. Thanks for the phone call. Yeah, put him on hold, please. Your speakerphone? I don't hope you're driving because don't call me when you're whatever. I'm sorry, but that was just terrible audio. You're listening to it. You heard how bad it sounded. Yeah, I believe much smaller than Minneapolis. Not as small as Cleveland. But yeah, all three, I think, fit into the small market grouping. Now the Royals and Rays and A's. Now Cleveland's with them as well. Yeah, I would say those are like the bottom four. Minnesota spent. Minnesota paid Carlos Correa. They spent on Joe Mauer and Justin Morneau back in the day. Let's go to Colin at KCK. Colin, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Thank you very much for the phone call, buddy. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how's it going?
All right, man. How are you?
Good, good. So you hit on it earlier. I think I'm, as far as evaluating, I'm definitely evaluating John Sherman as an owner. I don't think it's getting much better than the previous owner as far as spending. He's asking a lot for what we're what he's given us. And then just to hit on one of the previous caller's points, as far as now I could be wrong, but I think what one of the previous callers was talking about is not just spending money on keeping guys around before they get hit, get their trade, like the last year of their contract.
Sure,
but I
sure.
mean keeping guys around. For example, like now it worked out for us in the long run, but like during the 15 season and 16 season where. We got rid of Moustakas and Hosmer and all of them. It would have been nice to have kept some of those guys.
Okay, Colin, is there anyone you want to keep out of this group?
None that I can think of that that their contract is up. But I mean,
well, no, I mean honestly, any of the young guys. Who do you want to keep?
If he keeps doing well, and obviously if he's not hurt, Vinny Pasquantino definitely has some talent.
Okay, so you wouldn't sign, but you wouldn't sign him right now because he is hurt.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't sign him now because his contract's not up.
Okay, so you don't feel the same way as that previous caller? Then you're just explaining what they were saying.
I believe so. Yeah,
I could
be wrong.
Yeah, okay. Okay, no, it's a misunderstanding on my part. Thank you very much for the phone call. I thought you were echoing those sentiments, and I was trying to have a conversation. No, you were just informing me of what they were trying to say. And okay, well, I'm glad that you said that because, you know, if that's the issue, that we're upset that the Royals don't pay their own, that's crazy. They gave Salvador Perez $80 million. They gave Alex Gordon, at the time, the biggest contract in franchise history. How'd that turn out? And you alluded to it. They all turned out poor. Gordo's contract, bad. Hosmer's contract, bad. Kane's contract, bad. Salvi's contract by the end of it, we'll see. I don't want to say that just yet because Salvi's still earning every penny. I know he's struggling right now. But yeah, and Moose came back. Eske came back. Again, history happened. I mean, we can't change it. Those contracts weren't good. The ones that you did sign are not good. There's nobody on this team right now that warrants a long-term contract extension. To me, the closest thing to it would be Michael Garcia. Yeah, sure, Bobby, I'll give you a contract. I don't think you're going to accept it. Because I know what Bobby thinks of himself. Not arrogantly. I mean, he is as humble as they come. If I had that kind of talent, oh my God. Oh my goodness. Good night. Now, he's way too humble to even let on that he thinks he's something else. But he knows how talented he is. I believe his representation knows how talented he is. And we talked about it earlier. It appears he might be tapping into that. So if that happens, his contract goes through the roof. And if I'm him, I'm not sitting down unless you offer me one of those through-the-roof contracts. Mikel Garcia, maybe you can get him to sign one. Maybe. Other than that, there isn't that homegrown guy right now that Royals fans, in my opinion, that any of you, should be clamoring for this team to sign long-term. Royals lose in Cleveland 3-0. The phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Quick timeout. We head inside that clubhouse after this.
Burns Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Burns Postgame Show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
3-0, the final score. Royals lose in Cleveland. That's five straight losses. Royals now 1-4 this year against the Guardians, being outscored 28-7. Royals mustered two hits. MJ Melendez with a one-out double to right field. Bobby Witt Jr. with a one-out double to left field. Daniel Lynch went six innings tonight. He's gone at least five innings in every single start this year. He's gone at least six innings in five of his eight trips to the hill. Lynch goes six tonight, three runs on six hits. As a matter of fact, he's allowed three runs or less in all eight starts, meaning, to say it in a more succinct fashion, every time Lynch has been given the ball, he's gone at least five and allowed fewer than four runs in all but one. Yeah, he did have to wear one against the Detroit Tigers. But still, six innings in five of eight starts, three runs or less in seven of eight starts. Lynch tonight, a quality start, but he takes the loss because the offense was nowhere to be found. The offense did not get on the plane after that Dodgers series victory. The Royals offense accounting for 52 strikeouts in five games. Eight runs, 3 for 21 with runners in scoring position. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Let's dive into that Jay's Southland Tow Service text line. As I ask you who you're still evaluating 89 games into the season. Now, you guys have done a good job so far. Bringing up JJ, bringing up John Sherman, I'm with you, no doubt. Always evaluating them. And you know what? Yeah, I mean, they do fall under the umbrella in this evaluation season, and that's fair. Personally, I didn't think of that, but yeah, they would fall on my list as well. Drew Waters, right, missed the first, 2 months of the season? Of course, I'm still evaluating him. Nick Prado had a up-and-down April, appeared in a few games, was sent back down, now he's back. I'm still evaluating Prado. And Michael Massey. Massey, also a very odd season. Gets the laceration on his hand, misses, 3 weeks? So Massey, Waters, and Prado, I'm still evaluating. The rest of them, I'm still watching, I'm still rooting them on, I'm not acting as if I have it all figured out, but I feel like I have a pretty good idea of what their ceiling is. 89 games into this evaluation season. How about you? From the 417, Vern, I'm still evaluating Lynch and Singer for consistency. Carlos Hernandez as a late inning guy. Drew Waters in the outfield, finding out if he can swing it. And also, can Nick Prado handle major league pitching? Vern, I'm also ready to start evaluating Cole Reagans, but I'm already sold on Bobby, Mikel, and Vinny Pasquantino. Yeah, I agree with everything that you said in those texts. Why you're watching Singer and Lynch, I'm right there with you. Why you're watching Carlos Hernandez, I'm right there with you. Brett, I want to go see him do it. I believe I know who they are and what they can do and what they will do. But I know I'm still just a bozo with a microphone. I'm going to sit back, keep my mouth shut, and watch them. See if they can prove me wrong. Prove me wrong to the good or the bad. Maybe they're not as good as I thought. Maybe they're better than I thought. Raj in the Ozarks writes in. Oh, okay. Yeah, a question here about Q's first 100 games. It truly is going to be historical. What's his record going to be in the first 100 games? So two more in Cleveland, three against Tampa, four against Detroit, and then two in the Bronx. Let's just hope they get one in Cleveland. Let's hope Brady Singer can lead them to a win tomorrow, because I don't know what's going to happen against Shane Bieber. And then you return home, a seven-game homestand, four against Detroit, three against Tampa. Let's say you get two of those. And then, bam, bam, four more wins. I'm going to say four more wins. So I say they go 29-71 in the first 100. 29 wins. Yeesh. Chris in Topeka writes in, Vern, the one I'm still looking at is Nick Prado. I think he has a chance to be really good offensively and defensively if he would just be more aggressive. Easy for me to say, I suppose, but I don't think he's going to endear himself to his teammates too much by taking called third strikes and then getting thrown out of a game. I'm seeing a lot of people disappointed in Nick Prado. I mentioned Rally Mantis earlier. I see Spike up in St. Joe. He's writing in talking about being disappointed in Prado's display of anger. Don't think you would ever see Bobby Witt Jr. do that. I guess that's one of the differences between a big leaguer and a AAA player. A little sideswipe there, eh, Spike? Taking out Nick Prado. From the 920, Vern, the Royals are still a half game up on the A's for the worst record in Major League Baseball. Don't follow that. Stop it. Don't write in telling me about it. You stop following it. You got better things to do with your life than to know whether or not the Royals are the worst team in baseball or the second worst. You're better than that. The show's better than that. And yes, I'm projecting. Because I, like you, am a baseball nerd and I like knowing those things. So thank you. But I hate knowing those things, right? From the 913, Vern, I'm evaluating Salvi. He's striking out too much. You're not evaluating Salvi. Stop it. For what? He's going to the All-Star game. He's an All-Star. He's a Royals Hall of Famer. What's there to evaluate? From the 816, Vern, the big whiff for J.J. Piccolo? The last so many years he's... Okay, that's just... Here's what it says, Vern. His big whiff was the last so many years he been with the Royals. So again, we're now mad that he was employed by a big league organization. We wish he worked for a different big league organization. How come you guys don't do this with Brett Veach? You crush John Dorsey. Oh, he can't do this. He can't manage the cap. He can't do that. And yet, Brett Veach was there. Right, don't you guys give Brett Veach all the credit for drafting Patrick Mahomes, even though that was John Dorsey's pick? It's just very selective the way some of you look at things. All right, I think this means wrap it up. I'm pretty sure the text line now can be hacked into. Apparently bots can write into the text line. From the 816, Vern, this team is not trying to win. They don't play Matt Duffy, and when they do, they pinch hit for him late in the game. They refuse to play their hot guys. They play MJ Melendez every day. Edward Olivares is the one that should be playing every day. Yeah, of course they're... Since spring training, I've been telling you it's an evaluation season. What does evaluation have to do with wins and losses? Of course they're not trying to win. You can't. Matt Duffy's hip to it. Matt Duffy's 32. He's basically a coach. Yeah, Edward Olivares. You've watched him play defense? And he is out there basically every single day. Yeah, MJ Melendez is going to... All right. Let me tell you about tomorrow's game. Brady Singer squares off with Gavin Williams. It's a 3:10 first pitch, and I'll be on the air at 2 o'clock. I can't do it. I can't do it. Listen, I got a lot of love for Matt Duffy. But you think by putting Matt Duffy in the lineup and Edward Olivares in the lineup every single day, you think this record is any different? Any different? It's not. This organization wants no questions this offseason. We will know one way or the other. Can MJ Melendez get it done? 73 games to go. Blake Schneider's great job. Talk to you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Seventh strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programs.